We're quoting Gemara. We're starting with a Gemara with Halacha. Haven't done that in a long time. Actually, we did Bim of Amtsa in the middle, but okay. Here's another one. We still get back to that, I promise you.
We didn't finish that.
We got to get back to it. Here it goes. Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. In Kedushin, 31a. 31a, read the article. The theme of Hashem's presence in this world is continued. That's the heading before we start. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Skipping that one. Next one. Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Shulman Levi says, Asala Adam Shiahalech Arbamas Bekamis Kufa. A person is forbidden to walk 4 amas with an erect posture. So we, it happens to be that nowadays, yeshiva guys always hunched over. So therefore, we could say it's subconsciously they follow this halacha. How do you know? So the thing, Shanema, Mole, Kolar's project, because it says in 4, Azaya, Hashem fills the world with his glory. Article says, the verse indicates that Hashem's presence extends downward to the world. The one who draws himself to full height appears to be pressing against Hashem. He's pushing Hashem away. So the reason why a person shouldn't stand up straight is because it looks like he's pushing Hashem away. That's what Rishu Levi says. Awesome. Right after that, Gemara says, so I say what goes together. And let me just get the words together. A person is forbidden to walk 4 amas in this stature. Rechuna Breda Rishua, Rechuna the son of Yeshua says, he himself did not go 4 amas with his head uncovered. Yamaka. The divine presence above me, so I wear something on top of my head. So he wouldn't walk 4 amas. They're placed right next to each other. We assume they have a similar concept. So when Rashi says in the first one, and you would never Rashi, I put these two laws in front of you. One is, don't walk around without a yarmulke 4 amas. One is, don't stand up straight with a 4 amas. You would assume, the same way the yarmulke is a form of arrogance, standing up straight represents a form of arrogance. That's not what it says, Rashi. Rashi on the first one openly states that the reason why one should not go 4 amas without it is because when he draws himself to full height, it looks like he's pushing Hashem back. That might be a case of arrogance as well. Not really sure, but again, they're placed next to each other. This is not just, by the way, happens to the Gemara. The halacha as well. We haven't done halacha in a while. Here it says, second siman in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim 2. At the end of 2, actually. The last one of 2 says that this. Also, Lelech is prohibited to walk the Kaimis Gufa. Standing up straight. The Loyelech, and a person shouldn't go, 4 amas without a yarmulke. 4 amas without a yarmulke. Now, right away, we're not going to this tonight. The obvious question becomes, let me read this again. We have 2 Gemaras over here. First one says, don't go 4 amas standing up straight. And Ravona wouldn't go 4 amas without wearing a yarmulke. Here, let me read this again. Don't walk standing straight. Don't go 4 amas without a yarmulke. For some reason, Shulchan Aruch and many other commentators seem to leave out the 4 amas when it comes to standing straight. It means the Gemara said, don't walk 4 amas on both cases. Don't walk 4 amas standing straight. Don't walk 4 amas without a yarmulke on. And the halacha puts them together in the same ruling, but it's interesting way that don't walk straight, standing straight, and don't walk 4 amas without a yarmulke. So it seems like that the don't walk is already not 4 amas. Mishnah Berurah seems to say, hopefully says it, that if you're standing still, maybe you're allowed to stand straight. It says don't walk. So standing still, maybe you're allowed to stand straight. But how far can you not walk? Even one inch. Because here, since it says don't walk 4 amas in the Gemara, but the halacha says don't walk means even one bit. So standing might be allowed. Walking one bit would not be allowed. That's what we have when we just start the Gemara and Kedushin Laman Aleph, 31a, and the halacha, Simon Beis, at the end of Simon Beis.
But it seems like also there's a connection between those two.
Yes. So again, I would assume the connection would be, and I think you could still say there's a form of arrogance. Because the yarmulke, he openly says, I don't have a yarmulke on top of my head. I wouldn't go without a yarmulke. Why? Because there's a divine presence above my head. So divine presence, you wear a yarmulke, what does that mean? You want a break?
Humility.
Or, humility.
But not arrogant. The opposite of arrogance.
I meant because of arrogance. Because of.
The opposite of arrogance.
Because of arrogance, always wear a yarmulke. Humility is the yarmulke. Therefore, since they're together, I would say someone who stands up straight can potentially be a form of arrogance. Again, Rashi.
Maybe it's like the remedy is to put a yarmulke. You can go stand straight.
But well, if you're putting a yarmulke on, are you then allowed?
Very cute. Let's read the halacha. It would have been cute, but not what it says. The halacha says, don't stand straight. And don't go four amas without a yarmulke. That is, don't stand straight, sounds like, period. Don't walk, it says.
Don't
walk. Don't walk standing straight, which would mean, Mishnah Berurah says, even 1 inch. Took out the four amas. And with the yarmulke, it says, don't walk four amas without a yarmulke. So it seems that for some reason, when it comes to standing straight, even a little bit counts. Now, the Gemara doesn't say this. So any theory you come up with is going to be interesting. You could say, on the halacha held, that standing straight at all is already arrogance. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Why would standing straight be walking or a little bit standing straight is arrogance, but out of yarmulke walking is not arrogance? I'm not sure. But here we have an open Gemara, open halacha, which the halacha is quoting the Gemara, putting them together, but changes one, I would say, very crucial detail. Very crucial detail, and practically speaking, how much is forbidden when it talks to walking standing straight? It seems like standing straight's allowed, but walking even a little bit's not allowed. Even the Gemara said that walking four amas would not be allowed, implying that less than four amas would be allowed. Halacha as well seems to say that if you don't have a yarmulke on for less than four amas, you're okay to do it. Maybe it's not a good thing to do. Maybe as a means chassidus, you should do it. But as a practical law, halacha says four amas by the yarmulke. Okay. Now, this will be all nice. Quick halacha, quick question. We're not going into all the answers. Why? Now let's go to Sweet Parsha.
Practical question.
Yes.
Middle of the night, you're going to be walking your bathroom, you got to fish around for yarmulke.
There is a marshal, if I remember correctly, that rules. So that's big. Lugleen. He rules that indoors, this does not apply.
Really?
I wouldn't say it's a blank leniency, but he seems to think, if I remember correctly. Look it up again.
Indoor, you can walk with a yarmulke.
He seems to say that indoor is not such a big deal. Like if you're assuming that the roof above you is like a yarmulke.
You keep that in your mind.
Now, by the way, keep it in your mind. And you say middle of the night, just because it says the words are in English, he wouldn't walk with his head uncovered. So someone waking up middle of the night can use potentially anything else. If he uses on the shirt.
You can't use your own hand.
Your own hand that some people don't like. They like someone else's hand. But okay, so they can do that. But there is a leniency, an absolute, if I remember correctly, a legitimate leniency. I have to look it up to remind myself, but that indoors you can get away with. So again, would I recommend the 24/7? No. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, Marshall is pretty big. Very big. Not pretty big. Not very big. Huge. 1600 is huge. I don't want to say pretty big.
Well, the averaging, you have to be interactive with another person. You know, you're outside, you're interactive with another person.
Well, that's not the point. The point is about God. Not about other people.
In your house, you know.
No, but the point of the yarmulke is not about other people.
It's also a question of chinuch. If you just walk around without a yarmulke, why your children won't do the same?
Yes. Again, we're talking about the law, and then it's going to be what's a good idea. I mean, it's chassidus, good chinuch, good education on your kids. Absolutely.
I thought it was just a rule. I wear it all the time, but I thought it was just a rule that you're really supposed to wear it when you're eating. Or you're in a show.
Well, there's a separate law we're not getting into that making a blessing might require more coverings. So that is something for sure. That's another step. We're just going to basis now. So this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha starts out Bichu Kaisai, which will be on the website soon. Bichu Kaisai says, miracles of blessing and curse. I mean, that's not even interesting. That's what Oscar says. Miracles of blessing and curse. That's the on the side when they put the things on the side there. What about the God? So it starts with, if you will follow my decrees and observe my commandments and perform them, then I, meaning God, will provide your rains in the right time, and the land will give its produce, and the trees of the field will yield its fruit, give its fruit. Everything is going well. Yeah. And obviously when it says, if you follow my decree and observe my commandments, one of the most famous Rashis in the Torah, Rashi says, what are we talking about here? Yachal, I would think, if you follow the commandments, what is going on? Goes on learning Torah. On Torah, like, let's see the English here, for Oswald has it here. Rashi says this, the verse contains three phrases that seem to be repetitive. I'll read the phrase again. If you will follow my decrees, observe my commandments, and perform them. Three different things. So it's three decrees. What does it mean? Their combined meaning is as follows. Quoting Rashi on the bottom here. Rashi quoting the Medrash. The combined meaning is as follows. If you will follow my decrees, means by engaging in intensive Torah study, comma, with the intention that such study will lead you to observe my commandments properly. And if you actually do perform them, you will merit the blessing. But either way, it begins, and it's something, it translates into Torah study, vigorous Torah study. That's what it's about. And then it starts giving the blessings here.
Well, remember last week. We talked about also this, but it seems like it's so connected to Shemitah.
That was last week, yes. Now,
intends the Torah study and follow it.
Well, obviously, good. Yes, yes.
You could study, but not follow.
Sadly. So now we have what's going to happen? Your threshing is going to will last until the vintage. All English Oscar words. Your vintage will last until the sowing. Your bread will satiate you, something like that. I will provide peace in the land. This is good stuff here, guys. Your sword will not cross your land. Five of you, you need it for today. Five of you will pursue 100, and 100 can pursue 1,000. This is good stuff here, man. Good stuff here. Right? I will turn my attention to you. You will eat very old grain and remove the old to come for the new abundance. Here goes what we have to discuss tonight. I will. Wrong one. No, not yet. Toward the end. I will walk among you. Sounds good. I will be the God unto my people. And here goes the last pasuk in this section. This is what I want to tell you. I am Hashem, your God, in Hebrew. Ani Hashem lekechem. Asher etzeis yeschem etzarim. I took you out of Egypt. Miyos le'bavadim, from being slaves. The Eshper mut moitos olchem. English. I broke the yoke. The staves. We have the word one time. Of your yoke. Here goes the next most important word. And I will lead you to stand up straight. The God is saying, I led you. God is saying, as one of the blessings of keeping the Torah, for following, as Eliezer said, not just learning Torah, Eliezer said, observing it and doing it. You know what you get rewarded for doing the mitzvahs? You get to stand up straight. What? You get rewarded to stand up straight by following the laws? We just said that's not following the laws. Because the halacha says, again, it's prohibited to stand up straight.
What does Rashi say?
Right? And Rashi says, good one. Let's see Rashi here. Rashi has two words here. The last words on Yud Gimel. Two words. On the word kamimias, which they say means stand straight. Let's see if Oscar says it. They don't. Rashi says, Bekoima Zekufa. Let me read the words over here from the Gemara again. Rashi's words, Bekoima Zekufa. Amr Bishuva Levi. Usur, it's prohibited from a person to walk. Listen close. Bekoima Zekufa. Here it says it is prohibited, forbidden to walk for Amis Bekoima Zekufa. Here it says you're rewarded Bekoima Zekufa. I mean, you can't get. Sadly, I don't even understand why it took generations to find this question, which we started this morning. I'll be honest with you. Like, the first one I saw bring the question down is the Chassam Sofer. But he's not the first. Later, I found someone else. But Chassam Sofer, I think, made it famous. He's 1800s. You would figure that, come on. You got to open Gemara, open Halacha, in the beginning of the Halachas, and the Rashi actually quotes it.
And the same words.
Same words. That's what's amazing. Same words, by the way.
Nobody had come out there.
So the Chassam Sofer was the first to ask. The Chassam Sofer is an interesting answer. We'll get to it more soon.
About
that,
no?
No? The Chassam Sofer says that the words before it, as we started saying before, said, I will walk among you. It's Allah to be saved. Right before this process, I walk among you. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say, yes, when God is not among you, it becomes an issue of potential arrogance. Put the yarmulke on to be humble. Don't stand up straight because that's arrogance. But when Hashem is walking among you, there's no such thing as arrogance. Tavi is no more arrogance. He's there. So the Chassam Sofer says that since the Pasuk, again, a lot of missing words here, and you got to like, wow. The Pasuk, that's right before. The Pasuk right before says, V'salachti v'saychichem. Therefore, Rashi could say that when it says, V'oylech haschem pamiyas kamin, V'koyim v'skufa, Chassam said the same exact words. That's the Chassam Sofer. The same exact words. Because it means that when Hashem's among you, it's arrogance. Now, again, as I pointed out before, it's not clear that the reason not to stand up straight is arrogance. We said, that's why I brought the Gemara down. The Gemara says two things together. So the Gemara put two phrases together. It says, don't walk standing straight, no reason. And then it says, Ravuna would never go uncovered here because he held the Shekhinah above him. We said right away, everyone agreed. Shekhinah above means be humble. So we made a simple assumption that be humble goes on both of them. Because the Gemara puts them together. They all put them together. So be humble is why you don't stand up straight. So you could say, when God's among you, you're automatically humble. I don't need a reminder. I don't need the red stream once I'm there. But we pointed out that Rashi does not say it's about humility. Rashi said, because when it was close to Rashi, again, I'm reading articles, Rashi, The verse indicates, about standing straight, that Hashem's presence extends downward to this world. Hashem comes all the way down to this world from up there. And one who draws himself to his full height appears to be pushing God away. At the surface, I don't know if that's called arrogance. I mean, of course, that also might be arrogance, pushing God away. But at first, if I would just have this Rashi and no Gemara next to it, I would say the reason you shouldn't stand up straight, which is, it's like a form of atheism. It's not arrogance. You're pushing God away. It's a apikursis, right? Pushing God away is not about arrogance. You know, if a guy comes to you and says, you find a guy on the street, and says, listen, this guy is eating on your kippah. You tell the guy, you know what the problem with eating on your kippah? He was arrogant about it. Well, that's not the problem with eating on kippah, he was arrogant about it. Yes, he's also arrogant that he eats on your kippah, he won't get punished, but that's not the problem. The problem is that the guy's really eating on your kippah. So the question becomes now, so again, I must be somewhat wrong, because the Chassam Sofer is saying, to answer, or else we come up with different answers, the Chassam Sofer is saying that the reason why the Rashi from the Medrash could interpret that when Hashem is with us, we can stand up straight, even though it says don't do it. When Hashem is with us, it's automatic. There's no such thing as arrogance and humility. When Hashem is with you, if you feel Hashem's presence, you're living with Hashem, the arrogant situation completely disappears. You don't become arrogant. That's one of the ways they always said, how do you become a humble person? How do you not become jealous? If you look at God. You think you're great? Seriously. We're all cockroaches. Right? That's what someone wants to say. So when God's among us, and David says these words, I will walk with you, walk among you. I will be Hashem to you. You will be a people to me. I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt. But you're aware of all that. There's no more arrogance. So answer number one, to explain what it means that Hashem said, I will bless you, that you'll be able to walk standing up straight, means, and that situation you can't create. Us today, since Hashem is not technically openly among us to the degree that we need, of course we believe he's with us, therefore we have a practical law today that says don't walk this way. It would mean potentially, that when Mashiach arrives and Hashem's glory will be revealed to the world, it's possible to say, according to some sefer, you will be able to walk standing straight and the middle of night without a yarmulke. That is an extreme expression based on the Chassam Sofer's rule. Since the Chassam Sofer is saying you can stand up straight when Hashem's among you, and we said the Gemara puts together, with the halacha, puts it together, of standing up straight wearing yarmulke, maybe in all the pictures of the books, in all the cartoons of the future when they have pictures of Mashiach coming, it's possible to say that they should not be drawing yarmulkes on people's heads. But that's just a theoretical idea. Go, Keeves.
Yeah, what is the Rambam holding the Gemara and
I did purposely did not quote the Rambam. It's a whole different idea. We're not opening that door. But yes, good question. That's why, but I quoted the Shulchan Aruch. And a lot of what the Rambam is discussing also has to do with this four Amos thing. This weird thing that the Gemara openly said four Amos. Don't walk four Amos standing straight. And the Halacha left it out. That becomes a big debate of what exactly their version of this Gemara was. The easiest way to say it is this. That the Gemara, that the Shulchan Aruch, and these people didn't have the version that says four Amos. Only in the second part. We put two Gemaras together. One says, don't walk erect for four Amos. Don't go without a yarmulke for four Amos. They only quote one because they don't have the four Amos in both parts. I mean, when you start playing games with manuscripts, you know, but I'm not saying me. I'm saying 400 years ago that they're talking about this manuscript. Okay. That would be the easy answer. I don't have the easy answer. The answer of the Chassam Sofer would come up with a huge chiddush on halacha post-Mashiach. But the Chassam Sofer was not the first to ask this. The first one I saw, not the first one. Then I started looking around. The Tzedo Derech, that's way before. Kabon Jizma. Tzedo Derech says, he asks the same question. He says, I understand Rashi. He's on Rashi. It's a Pirush on Rashi. On Rashi on the Torah, he writes a Pirush on Rashi. He says, well, Rashi, this is how you interpret the words, which again, the words, when he said the same words before, I want them to be clarified. The Chumash didn't have the same words. Rashi quoted the same words. Just in case. The words of the Chumash was, V'oilech eschem kaimimiyas. Kaimimiyas is pretty close. Rashi, the word kaimimiyas meant, Bekoima zekufa. Bekoima zekufa means standing straight. What do we say in the morning? Zoykev kefufim. How do you say that in English? What is that in English? What do you think? So what does it say? Straightens the bent over? Straightens the bent over? How do you say it in English? Is that it? Is straighten the bent? Let's go to that. So that means zoykev means straight.
Straight
in the bow. Okay. Straight, but the word zoykev means straight. So the word Kaimimiyas could mean straight, 100%. But Rashi's words are, again, openly, Bekoima Zekufa. And Zekufa means straight. Kaimimiyas means like height. straight and tall. Those words, kind of scoop from Rashi, is the exact words of the Gemara over here, and which becomes the Shulchan Aruch over here.
Shulchan Aruch had access to Rashi, by the way.
Yeah. Now, so in this Rashi, I missed the words.
Is there a commentary also that we bring something?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, now, so if you're going to say, that my point is this, what you can do now, say the Lederach Hasan, that's what I want to point out. If you learn like Rashi, Kaima Zakufa, these exact words, to explain the word Kaimamias, which is fear, then you got to come up with some answer. But what you could do, say Lederach is about to do that, he can say, well, Rashi, the word Kaimamias doesn't mean Kaima Zakufa, those men. It might mean those words also, but not the way we read it based on the Gemara and Shulchan. So, for example, say Lederach says, Kaima Zakufa means you stand proud. It's a similar phrase. It says, you'll stand kamias. Rashi said it meant physically standing straight and tall. He says, no, that's not what it means. No, you cannot stand straight and tall. No, out. Gemara, halacha, no. You know what it means? Now, what it means could be the Chumash words for sure, and it could be this is what Rashi meant to say. Even though it's the same phraseology, it might mean that, the same. He says what it means is to stand tall and proud. Something we've discussed in this class, more than a couple times, definitely back for him. I think about somebody even. I'll say the word to be proud to be a Jew. Something missing in today's world. We had it a couple times recently, right? The word Kamimias, Rashi says stand tall, doesn't mean physically standing tall. That's not allowed. It means emotionally standing tall, stand tall and proud. Proud. You're gonna do all the blessings, you're gonna do all the mitzvahs, you're gonna observe the mitzvahs, Eliezer said. You're going to follow through on what you're supposed to do. Hashem's going to reward you. Among the rewards going to be. And now Hashem's going to say, yeah, I'm the guy who's going to walk among you. I'm going to remind you I took out of Egypt. I took the yoke off your head of slavery, and you'll be proud. Not a far thing. Walking tall, not necessarily physically, but it means walking proud. Now.
You know, both of them could be true.
Yes.
Taping your house walk one way, and the street walk another way, and the street walk another way.
I mean, it's a good answer, but you... It's a good answer in theory. The problem with the answer is that nobody makes these differences. The Shulchan Aruch could have said what you said then. The Shulchan Aruch could have said, when I say don't walk tall, I mean in the street, around people, doesn't say that. He says blank phrase.
But there are many, many instances of reshoots, the private reshoots and the public reshoots. Thousands of differences.
But usually, the Shulchan Aruch, quote unquote, will quote. And the Chumash says, So I'm not saying it's a good theory, but the Chumash is saying vay blessing you walk tall. The Halacha seems to say vay blessing don't walk tall. So our answer is going to be first answer is either when Hashem's with you. Second answer is going to be no. Walking tall doesn't mean physically. Walking tall means emotionally stand proud to be a Jew. Third one, which I think is more important, more relevant to us. I forgot where I saw it. Can't remember right now.
This one is also relevant to us.
Yes. Agree. Yeah, Jewish identity. I'm big into that.
Goes into what the Torah says, like you're gonna be like chasing 100 will chase 1,000, and you'll not be worried.
Yes.
So basically, the fact that Hashem is residing with us makes us trusting, and make us being, you know, proud and also winners. You know.
So you started perfectly. What I'm about to tell you. I think it's Ben Sion Yadler from 100 years ago says it. I don't remember who says that. He said you managed perfectly the first half, and you veered a little bit to the left. What he says, what it means by stand tall, not physically, unafraid, which fits in. There'll be peace in your land. That's what you said. Peace in your land, 5 chase 100, 100 chase 10,000, which would mean unafraid.
Don't be scared.
Very, very important lesson. Now, again, not speaking politically, obviously, but if that's the correct thing, it would mean that one of the proper ways to win battles and to be unafraid of future, God forbid, incursions, would be to be observing the mitzvahs, not just learning Torah, as Eliezer said, but learning the Torah and observing it as well. That would make you stand tall. Tall doesn't mean physically. Tall means unafraid. Okay, now, here goes a question. Not a question. An approach. Thanking you guys for this one. 8:51 waiting for Costco. Now, in the breath, the blessing, right before Shema in the morning every day, Ahava Rabba, Ahavtan Hashem Lakenu, Hashem, your Lord, you have loved us with everlasting love, right before Shema, talks about what? Give us the Torah. You taught us the laws that bring eternal life. to carry us out with a perfect heart. Grant us mercy. Grant us what? Understanding, to comprehend, to discern, to perceive, to learn, and to teach, to observe, to practice, to fulfill. In Hebrew, same as being a hoven, a haskell, a shmoya, a little more, a lamed, a lot of stuff. We're beseeching God to have all facets of divrei Talmud Teresecha, of fill your teachings ba'ava, with love. Every day we say this. Then we go, it's a long, beautiful book, right? How do we end it? How do we end it? You shall bring us, Vavienu L'Shalom, bring us to peace. Me'arba Kamvetz Aretz, from the four corners of the earth. Ushvar Ola Goyim, break the yoke of the nations. Me'alta Vareinu Manalek, upon our necks. Whose words coming up? Yisrael L'Cheinu Me'heiro Kaimimiyas L'Artzeinu. Kaimimiyas is this word here. And it says, and speedily lead us upright to our land. Upright. Here we are asking God
to our land.
To our land. Upright. We're beseeching God that we should go upright. Upright, the word over here, which we said, it's the same word, by the way. The word here is the Eilich Eskem Kaimimiyas. By the way, it's almost for sure that this prayer was taken from these words of the Chumash. So tomorrow morning when you're davening, you get to the end of this blessing, right, for Shema, you should know that the Mamash, right, the last sentence, V'selechein mekumis l'atzenu, is probably taken from these words. Mm-hmm. Now, but we have our right. question. We have our question. We have to come up with these answers of how it works that we want these things when the Halacha says you're not allowed to do it. So we're asking God we should stand proud, maybe. We're asking God we should be unafraid, and that's the stuff we should have ourselves. Have ourselves now. So I want to start this. We're asking Hashem for Torah. But when we died, we did in the Torah. We're saying it. We're asking Hashem that we should have the love for the Torah. Help us have all this love for Torah. What we do is, in order to have Torah, we have to understand that Torah is interconnected. Hopefully, as you said before, hopefully with people with proper character, not just Torah, but observing it, having proper character. That's part of it. What are we doing now? We do Masechta Avos. I don't know what we do here, but Masechta Avos is studied. Building character. I think it's the word character, right? Building character as a prerequisite for the Kabbalah Satar on Shavuos. Every year, we said that the Gemara says that Parshat B'chukai Sai is supposed to be read right before Shavuos. That's the Gemara says. The Achronim said, listen, you can't read it before because you don't want to end on the negative note. So we always have a break week. By Midbar, 99% of the time, Rav Shavuos. Sometimes Gavin Asai, but usually only by Midbar, because B'chukai Sai we spoke about in the past, which I couldn't, that's why I looked for B'chukai Sai the other day. B'chukai Sai we've discussed in the past is the closing right before the new year starts. The new year of what? Shavuos. Shavuos is a new year, not for tonight. So, possible to say. The reason why Parshas B'chukai Sai is the prerequisite at the end of the year before Shavuos. Easy one's going to be, because B'chukai Sai, as we spoke on the website, is talking about Amelos and Torah, defining, delving into Torah. But now we can say a little different, pasuk here. That when we talk about delving into Torah every morning and having love for it, to be able to learn it and teach it and follow it and all of that, we also say that will get us to standing tall. Standing tall meaning, because even though we want the Torah, we want to know that we have to have the good midas. Because if Chassam Sofer was saying, Torah, that when Hashem is among you, then you're allowed to stand tall. Modifying it, when someone has good midas, he can stand tall. When you're in doubt of your midas and there's a question of partial arrogance, don't stand tall. But when you're 100% not arrogant, you're 100% humility, yeah, you can stand tall. So what we're saying, but we want to get there. How do we get there? So what we do is we ask God every day to have the Torah, and we want to tell, we want to get to the point that the Torah is going to have us, that we're going to have the good character and order to stand up tall. Why are we reading Parshas B'chukai Sai before the end of the year? To tell us. To delve into Torah. Absolutely. But what's the goal to get there? Stand tall? Not stand tall. Not also stand proud, stand unafraid. But realize that our character has been refined to the level that now we can get a Torah. That's the point of this pasuk. When Rashi says, you can stand tall, it's yes. When you delve into Torah enough, you can stand tall. Because stand tall is a problem in character, potential arrogance. When you're all the way into Torah the right way, Torah makes a person humble. Makes a person humble. Makes a person realize similar to this answer, give a higher purpose. The great gods out there, we become nothing. But when that's not what it means, become refined in character. When we become refined in character, we are worthy of a Torah. Hopefully, we refine our character next 2 weeks. And to quote Shmuel, what were the words again? And quickly, what did you say the words were? That by davening we say every day, hopefully we fill it in the next week or so. But so the chenu, it shall lead us speedily. Mehera, that's Mehera, Kamir Satan. So we hope the Mehera applies, and we're in our tzeinu in the next.
Amen. 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 Oh, yeah.